Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. I am actually trying to multitask, which is not easy to do live radio and update the radio show page at the same time. Why am I doing that? Because I'm obsessive. What can I tell you? And it's a challenge. I love challenges. Often when a guest doesn't show up or has a problem, as my guest today, Zoe, evidently did, we'll have her back, I hope, next week, I have to wing it. And that's one of the funs of doing radio. Anyway, welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any show of mine at bruceallen.com. Just go to the radio show tab at the top of the page, and every single show is there to be listened to by segment, family and friendly and commercial free. Today we talked about giving back to the world, which in Hebrew and Judaism is called tikkun olam. It means repairing the world. We also talked about TV dads with Zach Rosenberg of 8-Bit Dad. Wayne Levine brought his wisdom to the men's room. And it was a good and interesting and different show, and I like that. I missed Pastor Drew, but Pastor Drew is at the doctor's office with his baby, Judah Andrew, getting a checkup because Judah Andrew's not sleeping much through the night these days. I hope you will like my A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. It has got a great, great community of moms and dads from literally all over the world. The new Dad's Point of View comic strip, Because I Said So, today is up with the brand new one. It is called Dad Gets a Tan, and there is a surprising consequence to that tan, which you will find out if you go to the website, bruceallen.com, to the comic strip. The new other feature I have is called I'm Not That Dad. It's my vlog, and the current one is Anna from Barcelona, Part 2. You can meet the lovely Anna, who was 17 years old and I met in the Caribou Mountains in the way out far reaches of British Columbia. Dad Chat is tonight and every Thursday. It is 6 to 7 p.m. and it is an amazing community of moms and dads from all over the world. We have regulars that join us in the wee hours of the morning for them from England, Romania, Japan, all over Canada, all over the United States. You use the hashtag DadChat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T, and you follow us on Twitter, and you can participate as we talk live from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, and that's 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. This week, as I said, we talked about repairing the world. We talked about TV dads with Zach Rosenberg. Next week, I have an interesting column that I am finishing up. It's called The Novel of Having Kids. And what it really is about is I think the parenting journey is like the greatest soap opera, the greatest serial, meaning S-E-R-I-A-L, you will ever experience. It's ongoing, and what's going to happen next is fascinating. I'm facing the firstborn son leaving to go to college. And what will his life turn out to be? Will he be successful? Will he make it? Will he go in a different direction? God forbid, will he have some stumbles that will be hard to overcome? I find this drama of living parenting to be the greatest story of all time. And I thought I'd write a column about it. So that's what we're going to talk about next week, The Novel of Raising Kids. If you would like to be a sponsor for The Bruce Allen Show, please write me at bruce@bruceallen.com. And we will reach your demographic because our demographic is the one that you want. We are speaking to and reaching moms and dads raising kids. So that applies to just about every product or brand, and I welcome your sponsorship if you fit us and we fit you. I want to thank my team, especially Richard Dugan, my producer and engineer. Les Carroll is the station manager here at my home station of KZSB AM 1290. It's been a really good time. How much time do I have left? Do I have to wrap this up, Richard? No, I can keep on talking. So I want to just really quickly give you some suggestions of how you can repair the world. You can become a big brother or sister, a big brother or big sister. You can volunteer at Thanksgiving at a shelter for the homeless and bring your kids. Help them serve Thanksgiving dinner. Let them see how privileged they are. Befriend an alone elderly person at a local senior living facility. Go separately or volunteer. Read to them. Create a singing group with other kids or other parents together and entertain the seniors at a senior center. Visit anyone that is alone at a hospital. Do you know how miserable that is? Read to the blind. My son and I did that at a special radio station in which we actually read the newspaper out loud to the blind. It really was a sobering and powerful experience for both me and my son. Write to a soldier abroad. They are lonely and many do not have support. It's a beautiful thing you can do. There, what are the other things you can think of? Go to the website, BruceAllen.com, go to the column, and please add your suggestions. Anyway, thank you for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.